home. It conjures up memories of family and friends, warm fires, the smell of familiar foods cooking in the kitchen, safety and security, a sense of belonging. Home is, in many ways, as much a state of mind as a geographic location. But for most of us, home also connotes a particular place, one that we return to after a journey. This makes sense. Humans are a peripatetic species. Having emerged from Africa, everyone's ultimate homeland, as Donovan Webster explores in his story Inside, only in the past 60,000 years or so, or only 2,000 human generations, to put it another way. In that relatively short period of time, we have scattered to the far corners of the earth, occupying every continent. We had reached places as far afield as Asturias, Australia, and Argentina by around 15,000 years ago. Over time, our sense of connection to people and place created distinctive cultures, languages, and appearances. But much of what we consider to be our defining set of group characteristics, our heritage, if you will, has arisen during a relatively recent period of time, a few hundred to perhaps a couple of thousand years. Heritage has a powerful pull on those of us who live in immigrant countries, missing as we are the sense of connection to place and community that our ancestors took for granted. Although we may never have been there, the attraction of returning to an older place, one that we may know about only through vague family reminiscences, can be intense. The stories in this book reveal insights into the various meanings of home for 26 powerful writers. One theme that runs through all of them is a sense of home, a sense of belonging. Whether it's Andrew McCarthy's experiences in Ireland, his ancestral homeland, or Nawut Keat's return to the Cambodia he fled as a child, there is a familial, almost a genetic, connection to place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a world tour to the homelands of the authors included in this moving book, and start to plan your own journey home, something we can all identify with.